from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
President Clinton to seek congressional approval for a bill for increased trade with the Caribbean, but there's been no deal on bananas. A warning about the increasing influence of drug barons in small Caribbean states and plans for electoral reform in Guyana. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. U.S. President Bill Clinton has promised Caribbean heads of government that he will seek swift congressional approval of a Caribbean Basin Trade Enhancement Act. The legislation would permit increased trade between the U.S. and Caribbean nations and, according to President Clinton, help them prepare for a free trade area of the Americas. He was speaking at the U.S. CARICOM summit in Barbados at the weekend. Mr. Clinton heard renewed calls for NAFTA parity for CARICOM and appeals for a reversal of U.S. banana policy. The outcome of the summit is a 30-page plan of action covering trade, security, and other areas. Ken Richards was there.
The U.S. Caribbean summit in Barbados on Saturday was high on positive rhetoric and aspirations, but it was short on concrete movement on some of the issues of major concern to the Caribbean. For U.S. President Bill Clinton, expanding trade by helping small economies compete in a global economy was a stated priority. For CARICOM leaders, the desired objective was a change in U.S. banana policy to reflect U.S. claims that the objective of that policy was not to hurt vulnerable small Caribbean islands whose banana economies were threatened. There was no real movement on this. But there was talk of cooperation in a range of areas covering trade, security, and sustainable development. President Clinton saw the summit as the start of an ongoing and deeper process of Caribbean cooperation.